USA Radio News.
20 European nations are pouring weapons into Ukraine to fend off Russia's soldiers. The New York Times reported most of those countries are members of NATO and the European Union. In related news, Ukraine is on track to join the EU. Lance Pry reports.
The European Parliament adopted a resolution calling on the European Union institutions to work toward granting Ukraine the status of EU candidate country. The resolution, which also demanded the European Union to impose tougher sanctions on Russia, was voted in favor by 637 members of the European Parliament. Before Ukraine can become an official member, it will require the agreement of all 27 nations.
Most primary election races in Texas have been decided, but mail-in ballots are holding up the rest. Some counties rejected thousands of mail ballots for not complying with the state's new election law. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
President Joe Biden is sending Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine, which could be used to shoot down Russian helicopters. The Army Times reports the direct delivery of Stinger missiles as part of a military aid package approved last week. Fitbit is issuing a recall. John Hunt has the details.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021.
Hawaii plans to lift its COVID-19 quarantine requirement for travelers on March 25th. That means domestic travelers will not have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Count the GOP out. They're not fans of Biden's plan regarding gas prices.
President Biden says he plans to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help ease gas prices in the United States. Many Republicans say it's not a long-term solution. One of them is Senate Minority Whip John Thune. He weighs in on Fox News.
That was a band-aid. I mean, releasing barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is something that's sort of a little bit of a relief valve. But this is a long-term structural supply and demand issue that only gets fixed by America becoming once again energy independent.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The city of New Orleans will drop multiple COVID-19 mandates. In a statement on Wednesday, the New Orleans Health Department said the city's indoor mask mandate will be lifted on Thursday and will also lift its vaccine mandate for city venues later this month. On Wednesday, a Texas judge halted the Abbott administration's efforts to investigate parents who allow their transgender children to receive hormone treatment or surgeries. The Travis County District Court granted a temporary restraining order, with the judge setting a hearing on March 11th to consider if the state's efforts should be blocked more broadly. And a leftover rocket will crash into the far side of the moon on Friday, going 5,800 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.